Lasting Media.
Welcome to the Bad Decisions Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a lot of grown folks language throughout this podcast, so just take caution if you're listening from here out.
Welcome to Bad Decisions with Katie Duke, the only podcast that dives into raw and unfiltered conversations, the real shit that we all go through but never talk about. Now here's your host, Katie Duke.
Are there Waffle Houses out here?
Oh, Waffle House is a, that's a staple.
Like, can we get breakfast there tomorrow? Because I have not had Waffle House in so long. There was a Waffle House literally like a 10-minute walk from my house, like growing up.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's very necessary.
Absolutely.
So the first question I have for you, Jonas, this is going to determine if it's going to be a deal breaker or not between us.
Okay.
How do you take your hash browns?
Usually, I'm pretty basic. I'm scattered.
Jonas is such a basic bitch.
But I do enjoy, honestly, covered is a little too much for me. I'm not huge on like the Kraft single thing.
I love that. See,
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. How can you not get cheese on your fucking hash browns,
but
man?
But I love where they dice up peppers and onions in it.
I think it's called diced, actually.
You might be right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called diced. So I get them well done. And then I get them smothered, which is with onion. Yep, smothered and covered. I'm a smothered and covered person. But they have to be, like, well done. Like, I do not want soggy fucking...
Mm-mm.
I don't want soggy fucking hash browns.
No.
That is actually, like, it's actually doing a disservice to humankind to serve soggy hash browns.
Totally agree. You gotta have the crisp
like
on the bottom.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing. And So here's an interesting story. When I first moved to New York... there's no fucking hash browns in New York. They have
what?
Breakfast potatoes.
Oh, come on.
And they have so they either call them like breakfast potatoes or they call them home fries.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Where it's literally just like potatoes that are like cut up, thrown on a grill and heated up with some like peppers and onions, which fucking New Yorkers love peppers and onions. But if you are like a born and raised on hash browns kind of girl, which I am, I'm like, I don't want these fucking home fries. I don't want these breakfast potatoes. This shit is soggy.
Right.
Like, it's very simple. I either need mashed fucking potatoes, French fries, or a loaded baked potato that's going to come with, like, cheese, green onions, mm-hmm. bacon, sour cream,
sure.
Right?
I'm with you.
Or I need crispy, crunchy hash browns. There is no, like, in between. It's those four options. Those are the only four options that I care about.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to Waffle House, I have to make sure I tell them, like, well done, not burnt, but, like, crispy, okay? And then I need them smothered with grilled onions and then also covered with that beautiful slice of pasteurized, processed Kraft cheese product.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't care how fake it is, man, that it's fucking delicious, especially over, like, hash browns. But can we – are they open, like, 24/7 here?
Oh, yeah, they are. And there are some
Can
lovely
we go
people
inside
who hang
and dine?
Out at night. Yeah.
Go, some lovely people that yeah. hang out. Wait, have you ever seen peopleofwalmart.com?
I have.
I wonder if there's a peopleofwafflehouse.com.
There's got to be. And we've all got some Waffle House stories, you know?
That would be a good Instagram page, People of Waffle House.
That would.
It would be full of deplorables, I'm sure.
Right.
Including us tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. We'll be there. We will be there.
I'm so excited. So I am going to get eggs. I'm already like mapping this out. So I'm going to get, I usually get the all-star breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I think I get the all-star joint where you have, because you have to have a fucking waffle.
Of course.
Then I also need eggs and bacon, sausage, and hash browns.
Yeah.
I basically get everything on the menu. But you know what else is really good there, which is like super simple, is their bacon, egg, and cheese on toast.
Totally.
Because they serve it with pickles and mayo and it's like, God, why is it mm-hmm. so amazing?
You ever get their hash brown bowls
where
you just, it's just a bowl filled with everything and you just mix it all together?
Fuck.
It's,
that sounds
it's
like,
good.
That sounds like happy time.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that sounds so happy. Like, oh, God, love that. God love when you can just toss a bunch of shit in a bowl and mix it together and have a perfectly curated meal.
I support food that operates like that. It's just
casseroles.
It's not pretentious, you know?
No, yeah. It's like simple. Like one, this is a one bowl kind of thing. It will take care of all your needs.
Right.
It will leave you feeling sustained. Wait, not sustained. Satiated.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfied. Not yeah. sustained. Oh, I don't
heavy.
Even. Yeah. Heavy. Tired. Sleepy.
Right.
Super, 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 what's the word? God, your word finding difficulties are kicking in. Thanks, COVID.
It's all good. This is
super,
why we have
super
editing.
Salty.
Yes, very salty.
No, you can
salty.
Leave that shit in. Just let everyone hear my my word finding difficulties. At least I don't have like aphasia or anything.
Yeah, going to Waffle House is basically like saying I want the amount of sodium I'm supposed to have in a week in one sitting.
In one sitting, yep, yeah. Absolutely, one sitting. Give it to me. It's all right, you know. Like I think that it's important that we, you know, do these things in moderation. I also might want to go there for breakfast on Wednesday, also, but.
I accept that. I really do.
I accept that challenge, and I see your 2 day a week, and I raise you.
And
we
hey,
could also go there for dinner.
I'm always there. I'm there. And there's something to be said about Waffle House because the IHOPs in the area are starting to close down.
Well, first of all, IHOP shouldn't even be fucking open still, first of all.
I'm kind of in agreement with you.
I mean, it's if there's like, a Waffle House option in town, then no. So, like, if there's a Cracker Barrel, then there should be no IHOP.
Yes. Yes,
Cracker Barrel
agreed.
And Waffle House can peacefully coexist.
Totally.
Okay.
Different, and then depending, you got different markets
yep,
there.
Yep, different markets. Like Waffle House doesn't have games at the table. I'm sorry. Cracker Barrel has that annoying right. peg leg thing. Peg leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
I know what you're talking about.
That annoying fucking thing that I can never, ever get.
I think I've gotten it once in my life.
Damn, that's you're like going down in history.
And then I was like, I can never play this again.
You can never play again because you'll fuck up your winning streak of one. And then the other thing, so if you go down south, you have Biscuitville in, like, the Carolinas.
Biscuitville. I've
Biscuitville
not been
there. Is pretty amazing in the Carolinas.
You ever had Huddle House?
Nope.
That's one we got down here.
So I guess that'll be Wednesday?
It's kind of, yes. Waffle House tomorrow, Huddle House the next
Huddle
day.
Huddle House the next day.
Screw
I'm willing,
IHOP.
Listen, I'm willing to start early each day for, like, a good, I'm a breakfast girl.
I'm with you.
Like, yeah. I don't really understand how some people are not, like, those people that are like, I'm not breakfast people, those are also the people that, like, don't like dogs.
Ooh, yeah, called
like,
out.
Like, what kind of a human are you?
I agree. It's, what more fun way to start your day than eating a bunch of stuff?
I mean, honestly, I feel like it coincides with, like, coffee or your tea or however you start your day. You brush your teeth, you think about breakfast. Like, I was raised in a breakfast family. And there are some people that I know who are like, I'm not a breakfast person. And they don't eat until like 1 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, yeah, those are called nurses. I forgot. No, but like there's a lot of people that I know and they're just like not breakfast people. And I'm like, I don't understand. So you don't look forward to like Sunday brunch, like big breakfast on the weekend. Like I love making like a big breakfast like on the weekend. That used to be like one of my favorite things to do. I mean, it still is. But now, you know. Cooking breakfast for yourself, not as fun as cooking breakfast for a man.
Hmm.
But don't worry, that's a whole nother fucking episode.
You can cook breakfast for me if you want.
Listen, I will cook breakfast for you and Allie, and you guys will be like, Katie, please come live with us.
Hey,
we love your pancakes that are soaked in butter.
Yeah. Is there any other way?
There really isn't. And you know, the best thing about pancakes is, well, how I make my pancakes. So this is the funny thing. I once put out like a question sticker on Instagram. I was like, how do you guys make your scrambled eggs? Because I cook my eggs in butter. That's how I was raised. That's how they're supposed to be cooked. There is no argument. There is no other option. It's either you don't eat eggs or you cook your eggs in butter.
Wow.
Right? I found out that there are people that are cooking eggs in like coconut oil. There are people that are cooking eggs in like spray Pam. There are people that are cooking eggs in olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are cooking eggs, bacon grease. Like, I won't really argue with that. That sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, there are people that are out there cooking eggs just in, like, a nonstick skillet. And I'm like, well, what like, takes care of the eggs? Like, the butter takes care of the eggs in the perfect, like, marriage of the two ingredients. And it's funny because I told my mom one time, I was just like, Mom, do you know that there's people out there, like I made some eggs on my stories the other day And there were people that were like, oh my God, I tried cooking eggs with butter after I watched your stories and it changed my life. How have I even been able to survive this long without eating eggs this way? And I'm like, you poor deprived human. Who raised you?
Listen.
Such a heathen.
I was afraid it was going to come to this. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before. But
don't do it.
I'm guilty of that. I cook eggs in various oils that are not butter. And I'm going to tell you why.
Can you feel my shame?
I see the stare. It's scaring me. The only reason, really, is because...
You're just trying to piss me off, right?
Mainly that. Okay. Yeah, we can just leave it at that. But no, I mean, since we have our own chickens and we get their eggs... And just nothing like the taste of a farm fresh egg. And
yeah, it'd be even better if you cooked it with a little bit of butter.
But they're so, the egg is already so rich.
But what are you using oil for?
Just so that it doesn't stick as much to the
pan. So use the butter for the same purpose.
Look, I'll give it a go.
Listen, can you just give it one go? And not margarine. I don't want any of that like country crock bullshit. No,
we're butter.
Like a fucking, a proper stick, right?
Yep.
So cook your eggs in just a little bit of butter. You have to promise me.
Okay.
And you're going to text me. I'm waiting for it. You're going to text me. You're going to be like, God, Katie, like, I was today years old when I found out that eggs cooked in butter is actually life-changing. Just you wait. And especially because you're having, like, actual eggs from a real fucking chicken in your backyard.
Yeah.
It's going to change your world.
Okay.
It's going to change your world.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, so you know, so funny. As we were talking about Waffle House, I was thinking, so when I was in high school, one of my girlfriends worked at the Waffle House up the street from me. But we would always, like, all go to Waffle House when we were in high school. And it brought back a memory of the first time I ever got completely inebriated in high school.
Mm.
So today, today's bad decision is High School Stories, Volume 1.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Jesus. The things that you live to regret years and years later. No, like, drinking for me, I've never really enjoyed drinking. I have never really been, like, a big drinker. And anybody who knows me knows, like, I'm in that category of, like, Katie doesn't drink. I do enjoy, like, a nice glass of, like, Cabernet if I'm, like, taking a bath or if I'm, like, out to dinner or something. But I'm, like, a one-glass kind of girl. And this past weekend, like, a few of my friends came over. We were celebrating one of our other friends passing her boards, two of my other friends passing her boards. And I had, like, 2.5 glasses of wine, and I was like, God, am I, like, drunk right now? Oh my God. But it like started stirring up all these feels of like, there are only two other times in my life that I remember getting so inebriated that I actually was like, it scared me enough to never drink again.
Right.
Both times I was very young and stupid. One of the times I was in high school. And so like when I woke up Saturday and I had this raging like wine headache, because apparently that's a thing. After my 2.5 glasses of Cabernet, which is kind of like embarrassing.
Pretty normal.
Be like, most people are like, I drink that in one sitting. Like, that's a Tuesday for me. Like, what are you talking about? That's like a Monday afternoon for my mom, right?
That's, I know how they feel though. I'm like a one beer kind of guy. If I drink more than one beer, I get nice and swimmy. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to have to sit here for an hour if I drink two beers, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So that was me. But Saturday, I woke up with this, like, raging fucking headache, and I was like, is this a hangover? And I didn't really know. And I was like, God, what is wrong with me? But I was thinking about this time when I was in high school, and I was like, when we're all in high school, like, listen, I can cut the shit. We all want to fit in. Like, we all want to be in, like, the cool kid group. We all want to be popular. We all want to be invited to, like, you know, the dances and the parties and all that stuff. You know, house parties were, like, such a big thing when I was in high school. And I remember this one party specifically because it was that one time that I actually had to have my mom come and pick me up because it got that bad.
Ooh.
And this is where we could insert like a bomb going off.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was like a Friday night. My mom and my dad were having their like best friends over for cards and dinner and whatnot. And one of the girls from my high school, her parents always like let her have like these huge house parties. And I don't know about you guys, but like I feel like everybody has those one or two people in high school whose parents like basically let them do whatever the fuck they want. And that was this one girl, right? And her parents would literally give her the entire basement and just say, oh yeah, you can bring all your friends over. We'll buy you guys liquor. We're going to take everyone's keys. Everyone's going to have to stay the night. And we're giving you guys a safe place to do dumb shit.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, right? So I feel like everybody has known somebody in their high school or even like college years that has those type of parents.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was her parents. So
we'll be the cool parents.
We'll be the cool parents, yes. Meanwhile, here I am talking about it 20 years later.
Right.
So on my Bad Decisions podcast. So like I got invited to this little like house party and I remember I was like so excited because I was just like, oh my God, I got invited. I went to an all-girls private Catholic high school in St. Louis and, you know, it was a great school. There were a lot of really amazing people there, but you know, like we still had like cliques and I kind of was always like in the middle where I kind of got along with like all different groups, you know, and I, you know, I wasn't like a member of like the super popular girls and I wasn't a member of like, you know, the antisocial group that didn't talk to anybody. There's always lots of cliques in high school, but being in like an all girls school, it's kind of hard because like there are all boys schools that kind of had common relationships with certain all-girls schools and whatnot. And, you know, you had like the homecoming games and the sporting games and everything where you would meet people. But like really like getting invited to parties was like one of the only ways to like go out and like party and like be, you know, social, right?
Right.
So I remember I got invited to this little like house party and I was like so excited. So when I got over there, and granted, there is like a bunch of people. I mean, there must have been like 40 people over, like, and like in her basement. They have music on, and there's like 36 bags of Doritos and Fritos and Dean's French onion dip, and there's like, oh, yes. There's like pizza, and like there's all kinds of like snacks and stuff, and everyone's just kind of like hanging out, chilling, you know, and it was like a fun thing. So there were two bathrooms downstairs. And I remember going into one of the bathrooms and someone being like, oh, yeah, all the liquor's in there. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, I had never really, I mean, I was in fucking high school. Like, I'd never really like drank before. Mm-hmm. But like, it was the kind of thing where I'm like, everyone's doing it. You gotta do it. Everyone's doing it. Don't be the one person that doesn't do it, you big fucking nerd. And I just wanted to like fit in and I just wanted to like have fun and let loose. And I just wanted to like be a part of this, you know, complete like scene where everyone else is here and we're all having fun. And what's the worst that could happen, right? Jesus, famous last words. And I can't remember all the specifics, but what I do remember was that like there was a special punch that somebody made. And punch is always a bad idea, guys. Punch is always a bad idea if there's a liquor involved because you just don't really have a way to quantify the amount that is actually in there.
Yeah.
And turns out that somebody made like punch with Everclear.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, some people might not know what Everclear is, but Everclear is like 100 proof. It's basically...
No, it'll be like 180 or 190 proof.
180 or 190 proof. But it's basically like the equivalent of drinking like pure...
Yeah, like pure alcohol.
Pure alcohol. But it's... And it... So it can also be used for other things like... You know, like removing grease stains from concrete and, you know, taking paint off wall. And
treating war wounds.
Treating war wounds and all kinds of other stuff. Like, you know, cleaning out, like, for oil changes and everything. Like, it can be used for everything, right? Everclear is, I believe, the strongest liquor that's available, like, for human consumption on the market. So, like, normally, if you're going to put Everclear in anything, it's, like, maybe, like, a shot in, like, an entire... gallon full of like fruit punch or some shit, right? Whoever the fuck made this crazy fucking punch, and I think somebody called it jungle juice, but I can't remember, but there was like a whole bunch of fruit in there. There was a whole bunch of like fruit punch, and like it looked so delicious.
Right.
And I was just like, God, this looks so good. Look at, there's like oranges and blueberries and strawberries, and it's pretty and
they lure you in.
So I have like a fucking fistful of Doritos in my left hand and a fucking red Solo cup full of punch in my right hand. And I filled up that whole fucking cup. And
gosh.
I, like, downed it, and I just didn't really think twice about it, because, like, everyone around me was, like, drinking, and I was just like, whatever, I'm having fun, I'm letting loose, I'm in the in crowd tonight.
Yes.
And, like, I was never in sports or anything, I was, like, a nerdy theater girl, I just felt, like, so cool, and I was just like, oh my God, maybe I'll talk to, like, a boy tonight. Oh my God, I'm so glad I don't have to ever relive high school.
What music would have been playing at this party?
So, I was in high school in, I graduated in 99, so this would have been in 1997.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
Cause my better represent, cause my love is the shh. Oh my God. All right. So that was one of the hits that was playing.
So I got the vibe.
That
yeah.
night. And, you know, just in case there's like lots of other people who don't know the greatness of like music, like back in this day.
Absolutely.
Does it get any better than this?
No, it truly does not.
This is a forever song on my playlist.
I'm with you. It never gets old.
Symphony, this life.
So you got Bittersweet Symphony.
I can just sit here. Jonas and I are just going to sing fucking Bittersweet Symphony.
So Bittersweet Symphony is blasting. You got so Doritos and Hunch Punch. And
Doritos,
you're losing your mind in high school.
Hunch Punch. So, like, it is... like, we're all having, like, a good fucking time, right? We're all having such a good time. Oh, wait. All right. Just got to reminisce. There's one more that was, like, super, super, like, iconic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this was, like, when this came on, it was, like... Oh, my God. I'm going back to high school, guys. That's it. Oh, all right. Wait, okay. So all this shit is playing, right? You guys
right.
feeling, are you guys here? Can you guys like, are you in the basement? You
yeah.
got your red Solo cup in your hand. You got a face full of fucking Doritos and French onion dip. Like,
we can soundscape this, yeah.
And you know, the other thing is you got your low rise jeans and your belt that you wear outside of the jeans. And you have butterfly clips in your hair. And you also have like super, super, super skinny eyebrows, which, oh, let's never ever go back to that trend. You're there, right?
Yeah.
I finished my first cup, right? And what do I decide to do? I don't drink water. I don't go and pick out some of the Coke or the fucking Vess or the fucking Shasta Orange Sody. No, no. I go right back to the fucking punch.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm going to drink another drink. I don't even feel anything yet. I'm fine. There's probably barely any liquor in here anyway. So I go and I fill up the entire second Solo cup with a whole nother thing of fucking punch.
Oh, jeez.
And I remember somebody look at me being like, Katie, are you like, you haven't even drank anything? I'm like, no, this is my second cup. and that's like, that's one of the last like real conversations I remember mm-hmm. having, because I remember the look, they were like, oh, this isn't going to end well. I would say within an hour and a half, I was in the other bathroom. And I mean, like, I was throwing up so bad. The room was spinning. It was the kind of thing where, like, you know that feeling when you close your eyes and you can't get the room to stop spinning?
Yeah.
It was like that with my eyes open. It was terrible. I really thought that I was going to die. And so this poor girl who was like hosting the party, she's like, I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you. I was honestly, I was so sick. So sick. Now, keep in mind, like, my mom and my dad were not real familiar with this girl or her family. So, like, I had to really fucking convince them to let me even go to this house party.
That's bad.
Because they already knew that this person's house was, like, famous for house parties. But no, I said, no, mom and dad, it's fine. It's just a group of small group of girls.
Mom, we go to a Catholic school.
Mom, we don't do anything that you're thinking in your head that we do. Right. Okay?
This was
There's only
going to
be
days,
like it? Six of us there, and it's just us girls. We're going to watch movies and order pizza and spend the night. Mm. Lies. All lies. So the fucked up thing is that like I had like really fucking dug a deep hole for myself to even like get permission to come over and stay the fucking night. So I'm throwing up all over this poor girl's bathroom. So someone goes up and tells her mom. And her mom comes down and she's like, oh, honey, yep, yeah, I know. You see, this is what we're trying to avoid. And I'm just like, I only had two cups.
Oh,
I'm throwing up everywhere. It was so disgusting. I was so sick. She's like, I need the number to your mom and dad. And I'm like, no. Like, no.
My chance. My one shot.
My one shot. I will never be able to go out again. And this is, like, such a big deal when you're in high school because, like, you just want to hang out with your friends and do whatever you want to do because you know everything.
Totally.
And you are, like, the most, you know, intelligent human being on the fucking planet. And I was like, please don't. Just let me sleep in here. And I was like, just bring me a blanket. Like, I was, like, trying. And so, no, she called my mom. Next thing I know, she's like walking me outside and my mom and my mom's best friend, Juanita, were there in the car. Now, my mom, a nurse, Juanita, also a nurse. They've been best friends since nursing school. And it was the kind of situation where like, I'm going to set the mood up, right? We should put like some horror soundtrack here.
Okay.
I'm walking outside and from the front door, I still remember the look on my mom's face. Mm-hmm. And when I got in the car, I got in the back seat. You could cut the air with a knife. It was so, like, it was really, really, really uncomfortable. And I remember my mom just turned around and Juanita also turned. Juanita's like my second mom, right? They turned around and they looked at me. Juanita just looked at me and she grinned like, And my mom goes, when we get home, you just go right upstairs. And I was like, oh, thank God. Right? Like, this is going to be good. Maybe mom's going to, like, give me a pass, right? Oh, my God. So the entire ride home, no one spoke. She didn't turn the radio on. I couldn't even fucking roll the window down. I'm looking for some sort of sound to, like, break up the terribly uncomfortable silence.
Yeah.
It's like the terribly uncomfortable silence that you're like, I can hear her thoughts and how angry they are with me. Her, like, it was, oh my God, it was terrible. And I was so sick. She was purposely, like, driving, like, a complete, she's taken way too many turns that didn't need to be taken, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was so fucking nauseous. It was miserable. It was so miserable. And I still remember, like, when I got back, we walked in. So you parked in the garage and you walk in through the kitchen and we walked in. And I remember I ran like straight upstairs and she comes up maybe within like a half an hour because like I took a shower and stuff and went right in my bed. And she goes, just so you know, tomorrow morning, your father and I are going to have a talk with you. And I was like, yep, that's it. I may as well just die right now. I may as well die right now. Because, like, you know that whole thing of, like, don't make me tell your father? That's a real fear inflicted in many children across the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, just don't tell dad, right? It's don't tell dad. Please don't tell dad. And I was just kind of hoping, like, mom, like, maybe we could just keep this our little secret. Like, this is, like, the code. Like, don't break the code, right? No, man. Carolyn Duke, she told dad, and she didn't even waste a fucking minute, man. That next morning, I felt so sick to my stomach. And I remember I was just like, oh, how do I escape this day? I'm like, can I run away? How long can I last if I run away?
Yeah.
Do you think if I run away, I can just come back and we won't even have to have this conversation. Like, do you guys remember those, like, stupid, terrible things you did in high school or your younger years? And you knew that they were dumb when you're doing them, but you're like, I can get away with anything, or I can outsmart my fucking parents who are, like, so much older and wiser than me. And then you have to deal with that shit, like, face to face. Oh, my God. It was terrible. And my dad did not play around, man. Like, he didn't fucking play around at all. And I remember the next morning I went downstairs and I walked in the kitchen and, like, they're both sitting there at the kitchen table waiting for me.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, oh, how do I escape? What's my escape plan? Like, how can I get out of this, like, situation? And I couldn't, obviously. And I got grounded for, like, a month. And I basically, like, could never, ever go to, like, a friend's house again until my mom and dad spoke to the parents of who I was spending the night at.
Right.
And that, in high school, is, like, that's, like, capital punishment. That's, yeah, like, capital punishment in high school. That is such a serious consequence that it makes it basically impossible for you to ever lie and make some shit up to go out and do some dumb shit that high school kids do.
Right.
And they fucking did it. And this was like sophomore year or something. And oh my God, it was so bad. But I look back on that and I'm just like, Jesus, man, I was so sick. I think I was sick for like several days after that. And I, honest to God, was like, I don't know how I didn't. I don't know how I didn't die, but I don't know how I even tolerated that at that age, because if I took a shot of Everclear right now, I would most certainly be dead.
Right.
And I'm like, it's pretty amazing what the things that we like survive as high school age, college age, because now I'm like 39 and I'm like, I can barely handle 2.5 glasses of fucking cheap ass $17 bottle wine. And I'm like, there I was slamming like solo cups in high school thinking I was going to be, you know, the fucking cool one. No, Katie, you actually made a complete ass out of yourself. And you were like known as like the vomit girl for like the next month.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good person to
like,
be.
Like Dorito and fruit punch vomit.
Oh, God.
With the Dean's French onion dip.
Oh,
and there also, there was like Pizza Hut and everything there. Like it was some of the worst vomit I've ever experienced. It was some of the worst vomit I have ever experienced.
Burn of the Everclear. And
like, yep, the burn of the Everclear was awful. The oh my God, it honestly was just like, it was so bad.
You're describing hell to me right now. You really are.
And that's the funny thing, because we're all used to dealing like with gross, disgusting things. And then when I think about my own personal experiences of, like, gross, disgusting things, I'm just like, oh, geez, dude, that's actually pretty awful. Like, how did I even get through that? Because that sounds disgusting. Like, that sounds like just so many terrible events, like, all in a row. But, yeah, you guys, so bad decisions. Do not drink Everclear. Do not drink the jungle juice or the hunch punch or whatever it is that...
The prison wine.
The prison wine. Don't drink whatever it is that is in that, like, unidentifiable, non-quantifiable, giant gallon jug. And you don't know who made it. You don't know what they put into it. You don't know anything about the ingredients. Because trust me, it will not be a good decision.
It will make a come up.
It will make a come up 20 years later as a topic of the Bad Decisions podcast. Oh, yeah, buddy. Maybe that's why I'm, like, not really, like, a drinker. I think I'm traumatized. It was that, and then it was one other experience probably about 6 or 7 years ago that did it in for me. Like, that other one was bad. Also involved a blended fruit drink with berries and liquor.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna cut it off here. That's enough. On that note, have a fabulous week, everyone.
Bad Decisions is hosted by Katie Duke and is a production of Lasting Media. The show is produced by Katie Duke, Jason Barrett, John Fender, and Jonas Litton. Do you have a bad decision you'd like to share? Visit baddecisionspodcast.com and submit your story for a chance to be featured on the show. For all things Katie Duke, visit katieduke.online.com and on social media at the Katie Duke.